This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live as we launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. The we in the studio is me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Folks in our chat room on Discord talking about some of the issues we've been discussing here tonight. You can join them over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, Dan in Nebraska is in there pretty regularly. He was just on the phone with us a moment ago, so you actually get to interact with some of our callers and some of the hosts of the show in our Discord chat. The discussion has been, well, earlier tonight, it was about young people in America and not having babies as often, which led to a discussion, a larger discussion about young people not having sex as often, apparently, according to
one thing
studies.
Leads to another.
Indeed. Or in this case, not at all. Or in some cases, not as often, because people are being more deliberate about whether or not they're having children. They're choosing not to for a variety of different reasons. But many people just aren't even having as much sex as they were in previous generations.
Which handles the accidental or the
some amount of the
surprise babies.
Exactly. So that's we were going to get into the question of, well, why is this? There's an article over at Politico that has some speculation because they say it's too early to offer definitive answers on the question of what is driving this, what they call a sexual counter-revolution. So we'll get into that coming up here, but let's go first to the Discord on air call-in line room where Wick is on the line, and he says he's calling from Discord. So we don't know where he's at in the world.
He's in Discord.
But go ahead, Wick. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. I'm in the UK. I just wanted to pick up on the stuff that we were looking at earlier. I mean, which generation was specifically referring to the youngest generation, or does it include millennials as well?
We're talking about both of those. According to the study here, now again, they looked at Americans, so I don't know if this is reflected in the UK, and you might be able to tell us that, but ultimately, millennials as well as teenagers, sexual relations has been declining over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, I think it is a similar trend in the UK. One of you earlier in the show today mentioned that kind of link with...
Unfortunately, we had a good connection with you during the news break, and I don't know what's happened to it, but it has not. It is no longer good.
The sharks are chewing on that fiber that runs
in. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold here. We're going to see if we can clear that up in a little bit, or maybe if... Sometimes if... Normally, Discord and Skype are pretty great, but if you're doing something like uploading a file during the time in which you're on with us, or like you got torrents running or something like
that. Sometimes your computer will just do things automatically,
too. That could cause the problem. Or, of course, it could be on our end. But anyway, we'll see if we can figure that out.
We're not uploading a file right now.
Well, we're not. Probably. I mean, we don't know who all's in the building doing who knows what. We'll get into that here in a moment. Here, it sounds like what he was saying, though, was he believes the trend is reflected in the U.K., among the youth, among young people there.
I think the trend is going to be reflected in any of the urban and wealthier areas. So wealth doesn't preclude babies and sex, but urban areas, people are just less likely to need children, and that causes all a cascade of effects, right? So farmers need kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's been true for decades. I mean, people have been in urban areas for much longer than this trend has been going on.
But
so there's more to it.
Concentrating in urban areas.
Yes, but there's more to it than that. At least there's some suggestions here as far as political.
Entertainment would be my guess.
You're saying that it's the phones and the computers. They might be getting into that here. So first, here are their hypotheses on the question from Politico.com. First, while they're not socially conservative, the members of the millennial, which is to say born between 1980 and the mid-90s, and the iGen, born since the mid-90s generation. So that's, I guess, another name for the Generation Z, iGen.
Okay.
generations are more cautious on average than earlier generations, and hence more inclined to focus on the emotional and physical risks of sex rather than its joys.
This is the thing that I hate the worst about these kids, these emo kids. All this worry about how people are going to feel and all that stuff. Look, you got to take people's emotions into consideration, but you don't just sit there pondering as your life goes away.
Is that what it means to be emo? I always thought it was like a hairstyle. Are they, you know, what's...
It's short for emotional.
But it's about worrying about other people's emotions and not so much your own?
If you're worrying about your own, you've got to be worrying about other people's too, right?
Okay. I don't know. I don't understand anything about it. I always just heard about emo. I didn't know anything about it.
Fuck up, Cooper.
Raised by helicopter parents, these young adults take fewer risks. As a group, they drink less, they drive less, and they also hit the sheets less.
We were just reading an article about millennials a week ago or whatever that was basically calling them a bunch of alcoholics. So, okay.
It says here they drink less. I don't know. They link to something here. If you want to, we can get into that further. But today's young adults have gotten the message, think MTV's 16 and Pregnant, that sex and pregnancy can be a threat to them and their future.
It certainly is.
Yeah, that's why I got a vasectomy at age 23. Tyrone, a 20-year-old man, put it this way an author for her book, iGen. His generation is having less sex, quote, because of fear of pregnancy and disease. And he said there's a bunch of commercials and television shows and stuff trying to teach you a lesson, unquote. Second, growing concerns about the ways in which unwanted or assaultive sex is dangerous, morally unacceptable, and an obstacle to progress in education and the workplace for women in particular may be having an impact. Starting in 2011, for instance, the Obama administration pushed colleges and universities to reduce sexual harassment and violence with a range of Title IX-inspired measures. These measures and the concerns they underlined led to the expulsions of hundreds, if not thousands, of men for alleged sexual assaults on campuses. Heightened attention.
Yeah, there's a huge wave of that, and it's difficult to know what exactly sexual assault was when they were talking about this.
Indeed. Heightened attention and sexual assault on college campuses probably left its mark on dating and mating habits among students across the country. Quote, more and more sexual acts that previous generations might have filed under terrible college experience are being reclassified as offenses that can earn banishment from the ivory tower. It's according to Vanessa Grigoriadis in her book, Blurred Lines, Rethinking Sex, Power, and Consent on Campus. Now, of course, this has gone to the extreme, as we've reported in recent years, where now some college campuses are requiring, what do they call it, active consent, I think, or ongoing active consent.
Every 5 minutes, she's got to yell, yes!
You know, basically, every move you make, the person has to give some kind of verbal consent to.
May I place my hand on your hip? Why, yes, you may. It's like this
so
weird
ridiculous.
Sexual game of Simon Says.
This doesn't sound like a fun game at all.
Well, some people think this is really hot, and that's why they go about doing it. But they shouldn't be prescribing their sexual proclivities to others.
A recent poll in The Economist illustrates how young adults are now more concerned than their older peers about sexual assault, and more likely to view behavior related to sex and dating as troubling. Young adults in the United States were about twice as likely as Americans 64 and older to think that commenting on a woman's attractiveness was sexual harassment.
Used to post on Free Talk Live's Facebook page, remember when we had the Shrine of Female Listeners?
Yeah.
I would use some of those pictures that, you know, promoted at Free Talk Live, FTL or whatever, on the Facebook page, and people got excited. More and more, it was turning into this, like, I can't believe you guys are sexploiting these women.
Sexploiting.
It's a picture of a lady with her clothes on who, like, voluntarily took this picture and sent it to us.
She took it however she wanted to take it. Some of them are a little more sexy than others.
I just stopped putting them up there.
We also stopped the Shrine of Female Listeners at some point.
But, look, I still have the pictures.
But it was more out of sheer laziness than any other reason. We weren't getting that many submissions, and it was just too much effort.
Just saying.
Keep it going.
It was this cacophony of harpies. And actually, I shouldn't even give a gender, because it certainly wasn't. It was largely men.
describing, well, were they white knighting or something like that?
Look, I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. They were complaining on the internet.
Describing all this as sexual counter-revolution, Douglas Murray at The Spectator argued that, quote, whereas the 1960s saw freeing up of attitudes towards sex, pushing at boundaries, this counterswing is turning sexual freedom into sexual fear and nearly all sexual opportunities into a legalistic minefield.
I know a guy who owns a business will not be alone in a room
with a woman,
with one of his female employees, or a woman generally.
Wow.
All right, just won't do it.
There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on young people, though they're sexually more free, supposedly, they're actually more restrictive. It's Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
right here if you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can jump into over at discord.lrn.fm. Don't forget, we've got a podcast. Actually, we've got a few different versions of the Free Talk Live podcast. Now, what is a podcast? Well, it is a way for you to receive episodes of this show and other things like the Edgington Post. I guess Edgington Post isn't its own separate show anymore.
Yeah, Edgington Post is tacked on the end of the Free Talk Live.
Other things like the Free Talk Live Digest version of the show.
Yep.
You can receive those at basically every single day when they're updated automatically via your favorite podcast client. There's a bunch of different clients out there. A lot of people use iTunes. I find that to be a piece of garbage, but a lot of people love iTunes. And there's other ones for your phone and that you can download and add our podcast to it. And then you can listen whenever you darn well feel like it. So if you want to find our podcast feed links, go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find different versions of our podcast there. There's the one that's the full feed that's got everything that we put out. There's one that's episodes only, and then there's another one that's digests only. So go there at feeds.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. We're sharing a story from Politico, and we're going to get back into that. It's about young people in the United States and how they're having less sex than previous decades, previous generations. We'll get back into that, but want to give Wick one more try here. He said he's on public Wi-Fi, so that's probably why the issue happened intermittently, and he sounded better. Anyway, you're back on with us, Wick. Go ahead with the point you were trying to make.
Hi there. Yeah, I mean, I was just I was picking up on something that one of you, either you or Mark, said earlier in the show about anime and sort of becoming a bit like Japan, and I just wonder if that's also the trend in the US. Like, I wonder if that's connected to why people are having fewer relationships, because maybe people are becoming more reclusive with that stuff. And the other trend that I heard about, which, although this was about the UK, but I think I've heard it about the US as well.
You think, hold on, before you go on, though, you think anime heads? I don't recall us talking about anime tonight, but do you think any anime fandom has led to more reclusiveness?
Well, not directly, but I just thought that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you didn't say it. Maybe somebody in Discord said it. But I just thought that maybe it's a bit of a trend, like, because that's kind of Japanese, and also because they can be quite reclusive, and there's stuff in the news all the time about people in Japan not having sex or having casual relationships at all. And I just thought maybe it's not a coincidence that both of the same things are happening.
But they had anime back in the 1990s.
But I'm pretty sure it's becoming much more popular.
I'm not sure if we're talking about anime or hentai here. So
hentai is the sex version, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about non-sexual anime.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that's related, but then again, I'm not very imaginative, so...
Well, that's like a chicken or the egg thing. Is anime likely to attract those who are, you know, into things besides sex, or is it slowly turning people who were into sex into, you know, asexual?
I think there's a pretty good argument for pornography, though. I mean, you know, I've known friends whose relationships have broken up over pornography addictions. I don't understand
that's it. Problem.
But that's, like, you know, how you can let your attractive 20-year-old nubile wife just go to sleep in the other room while you're watching porn is completely beyond me. But, yeah, that's what's been reported to me.
All right, what was your other point? Go ahead.
The other point was that I heard, I don't know if this is the perfect way to phrase it, but I hear some people say that a lot of people are increasingly into clean living. Like a lot of people are cutting out things like alcohol and focusing on things that might even be a bit fad-like to do things to improve their health. I mean, I know that in the UK, a lot of professional soccer players used to have a reputation for like going out and just getting totally drunk the night before a game, and now a lot of them don't drink, and lots of sports stars are vegan and things like that. And I wonder if people are taking clean living to another level by saying no having sex,
suggesting that sex is dirty, and so therefore.
Well, I've also heard that you know, just athletes generally don't believe that they perform at their highest level if they have sex within X number of hours prior to
interesting.
You know. whatever sports activity it is that they do. And you got to remember, athletes tend to be pretty superstitious. They'll wear a particular pair of socks or not wash a jersey or, you know, do whatever it is that they do. And that may be along that line.
Wick, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And it's late where he is, by the way. It's like 2 in the morning over there.
Superstitions often have to do with giving up something that you really enjoy in order to, in hopes of...
Walking under ladders. I really don't want to give that up.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about general... Well, look, people don't throw their beloved children into volcanoes to make the crops grow for no particular reason at all. This is superstition, right? And it often is the case.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Todd is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Todd.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I got a quick solution to all these people that aren't having sex anymore.
Okay.
And all these consent issues.
Yeah.
Here's a solution. Maybe meet somebody, form a relationship, find out if you have something in common, get married, and then possibly then have all the sex you want.
Okay. Why would you want to not have sex before marriage?
Yeah, tell me about why you want to take the car out for a test drive.
No, I'm totally into that. But the thing is once you get married and you try it beforehand, you try it with a few different people, once you get married, then you can have all the sex you want and there's no consent issues.
Yeah, there is. What the heck are you talking about?
They talk about consent all the time within marriage.
If your wife doesn't want to have sex with you, you ain't going to have sex with her. If you do, it's rape.
Well, I haven't had that problem at all.
Well, good for you.
Right. That's something you should talk about
beforehand. The only man who's never been on the couch.
Right? That's something you should talk about beforehand, which is hey, I think that our relationship would go along best if one of us wants to have sex, the other one should just go ahead and do that because, otherwise resentments build up and these sorts of things. I think it's a great conversation to have ahead of time. And I would recommend that everybody getting married have that conversation.
Put it in a prenup because otherwise you could deny it was the conversation was had.
No doubt about it. But I guess my point is that when you don't have, you're attempting to establish these relationships with people you don't know, there's a consent issue, right? And there's always an issue that is this allowed, is this not allowed? Well, if you take the time to establish a relationship with somebody, and maybe you have some sex before you're married or whatever, but if you find somebody you actually like, then there's no consent issues anymore, right?
I get what you're saying there, Todd. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I think that that's some of what's going on here is that they're saying that even though there is a hookup culture to some extent, and we'll get into some more of the reasons why sex is less likely these days among younger people, is because they are concerned and they do want to find somebody that, you know, they've connected with, perhaps maybe before they go to the bedroom. I don't know. We'll get into more of the reasons here from Politico.com, some of the rationale for this new behavior trend. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's affecting millennials. It's affecting the following generation. They're calling the iGens or Generation Z. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. If you want to join us here, you can. This is Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korea is accusing the Trump administration of being a bully to pressure them into denuclearization. Pyongyang issued the statement only a few hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left the country's capital. But as USA's Rick Vincent tells us, Pompeo thought the meeting went well.
After 2 days of talks with North Korea, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says both countries' leaders have committed to the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
No one walked away from that. They're still equally committed. Chairman Kim is still committed. I had a chance to speak to President Trump this morning. No, my counterpart spoke with Chairman Kim during the course of our negotiations as well. We had productive, good faith negotiations.
But following the meetings, North Korea accused the Trump administration of pushing a gangster-like demand for denuclearization, calling it deeply regrettable. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Saturday show, you dial toll-free. Join us here. We're talking about sexual trends, specifically the trend of sexual activity falling off in recent generations with the millennials and the current young generation, the iGens, according to this article at Politico, being affected similarly. And they're speculating on some of the reasons why. We can continue that discussion. Of course, take your calls and your thoughts about what you want to discuss. We do have an email list, and if you want to sign up for that, you can go to freetalklive.com. It is right there, the sign-up box at the top towards the middle of the front page of the website. Well, I guess when we're not live. So that's like the only time. So like when we're live, if you go to the freetalklive.com, it'll show you our live show player. You have to click into the regular site to get to the email sign-up box. So keep that in mind. At freetalklive.com, and we will send you emails usually no more than once per week to keep you in the loop with what's happening. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Robert is in Florida watching us online at cam.freetalklive.com. Or actually, he says on YouTube. Go ahead, Robert.
Good afternoon to you folks.
Hello there.
And I'd like to add my 2 or 3 cents to this subject. Grew up in the 50s and 60s. Things were a little different. And how were they different? Children were outside playing. They were running through the woods. They weren't on leashes.
Yep.
They weren't about nature. And now children don't have a clue which end, boys especially don't know which end of a girl to kiss. The bottom line.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Ready?
There's a lot of video on the internet.
The internet's full of video tutorials.
I'm talking about the demographics now. Not with holding video games on the internet, I'm just seeing that video games, for instance, the violent video games, happen when young kids get a hold of this stuff and then invite their boys, the friends that go to school with them, over to their homes, and they start playing all these video games. Yeah. I have friends of mine that have one child, and they were looking for this child to grow up and be a good guy, get a good job, and have a nice, maybe have a nice family. He invited the neighborhood child across the street. They became friends and just started playing simple video games. 27 years later, he's still playing video games with this guy.
Yeah,
the bottom line is, it's all changing. It's all changing. When you say sex is falling off, it depends on what kind of sex you're talking about.
I think we're talking about intercourse.
I'm sorry?
You think because the guy's playing video games with his friend that he's that they're having sex?
If your head's in the ground, if you're like, if you're not watching this, if you don't, again, if you grew
okay,
up in the
50s, look, Robert, okay, I appreciate your input here, but you know, the fact is, you're out of the generation, obviously, that is playing video games. Mark,
right.
You're in your late 40s, and you play video games.
I'm a few years older than.
No, you're not, Mark. You're Robert. I'm talking to Mark. He's the guy sitting across from me. Mark, you're in your late 40s, and you play video games. You were raised in the 1980s, and that was when, you know, Nintendo was a thing.
Atari 2600.
I'm in my late 30s. I play video games still. But playing video games doesn't necessarily change somebody's sexual interests. It almost sounded like you were suggesting that somebody was going to go gay because they were playing video games.
And then to add to this, the Me Too stuff that's going on, kids are really frightened about it. They're really frightened about what's going on. I have a friend of mine. He was married for 13, 14 years, and all of a sudden, his wife went, you know, remember what you did to me, blah, 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 and that time I told you not to do it, and bringing him to court now. It's changing. It's all changing.
Robert, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Things do change. That is one of the constants in life that you can count on, is that everything's going to change over time. Interesting speculation on his part, mostly without any real evidence, but I think there is something, and that's the article here at Politico, I think, does get into it, because the headline actually addresses it. The headline of this story is, "Too Much Netflix, Not Enough Chill, Why Young Americans Are Having Less Sex," suggesting that maybe the electronic devices are providing a bit of an output for something that's somehow not being channeled into sexual drive. But
I'm in a marriage, and I understand how the effects that electronics have on sex life, at least for one relationship in America.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that, you know, I mean, people go to bed at different times, right? If I want to stay up a little later and watch a movie,
yep,
chances are, I'm not going to disturb my wife. I'm not going to, honey, time to get up for a little romp.
Sure.
You know, I'm just not going to do that. So if she doesn't feel like staying up and watching the movie,
mm-hmm,
and I do, I understand that I have made that sacrifice. Like, that's just, it's a decision I've made.
It's not happening tonight.
Right. I can and have turned off the movie, mm-hmm, and gone to bed with her with the, yep, intention that perhaps, you know, some sexy time may occur. And
may or may not.
Well, usually it does.
That's,
I mean,
good. That's,
you know,
good.
That's the way that goes. But, I mean,
but some nights you want to keep watching the movie, apparently.
Electronics are a difference. And people aren't going to bed at the same time necessarily, is my guess.
So the one thing he was right about, according to this article here, is the fear over this Me Too thing. According to the story here, in the climate of concern about sex's impact on the welfare of women, there are more young adults like Amelia, a 23-year-old woman spotlighted in iGen, who has not had sex because she thinks there are, quote, so many risks, and says that, quote, women in particular are very aware of the dangers in going with a stranger back to their house.
Well, yeah, I do not understand, will not understand this whole, the idea that there's an app out there where you can just swipe on people, they decide to go meet up and have sex. I don't get it, I don't believe it, but whatever.
Sir,
I think there must be something more to it that I'm not being told, but
More to what? Does, swiping sex thing or what?
That somehow Tinder just hooks people up for sex.
That's supposedly, I mean, not everybody is there for sex. There are some people who are looking for a relationship. And you know,
seems like a pretty crappy place to look for it if that's what the reputation is.
It does have a reputation, though.
I don't know. I don't understand. I'm not going to jump to a conclusion. The only conclusion I'm going to jump to here is no. There isn't an app where you can just go and find willing women to have sex with you. That sounds like a hustle on the internet that's going to, at the end of the story,
end up
getting your credit card number.
I've heard about this. If you are a Tinder user who has used Tinder, I've heard about people who've
gone to... I don't believe people that call radio programs and claim to have had sex through using an app either.
But no, I mean, I've known people who've used Tinder when they've like gone to a city that they've never been to before and met somebody that way to have a hookup, which means sex.
That's what it means.
So anyway, I don't get it, but that's apparently a thing. Third, the precarious character of the contemporary economy has made young adults increasingly likely to seek shelter with mom and or dad. Now, this is what we heard earlier when our caller from Orlando, Alaloka from the Discord, was on the line. She says almost everybody she knows in their late 20s is still living with their parents. So this is definitely a thing. Rather than living on their own or entering into marriage, in 2007, before the Great Recession, just 30% of men aged 18 to 34 lived with a parent. Today, 34% do so. Likewise, the share of women ages 18 to 34 who are living at home rose from 24% to 27%. Now, you could argue that that's, you know, 3 or 4%, that statistically could be insignificant, but it is going up, not down. So, you know, it's still worth pointing out. A 28-year-old woman recently told CBS New York why she lives with her mom and dad. Quote, "It's too expensive to afford an apartment," she said.
Well, if she's in New York, yeah, it is.
The shift away from independent living or marriage and toward the family basement undoubtedly puts a cramp on an active sex life for today's young men and women. In fact, now, for the first time in more than a century, young adults as a whole are more likely to live at home with their parents than to be married or live with a partner. Let me repeat that. For the first time in more than a century, young adults as a whole are more likely to live at home with their parents than marriage or living with a partner.
Okay.
That's pretty stunning going on here.
Roommates don't really fit in there, huh?
Yeah, I guess they didn't factor in roommates into that one.
Well, it's just comparing one to the other, roommates may not be it's not factored in.
There's more coming up here in moments. We got time for your calls and thoughts on the topic of young people and not having sex as much these days compared to previous generations. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you if you want to jump in here on this live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, we ask that you join the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. I sent out a newsletter to our amplifiers earlier this month, kind of explaining the situation with AMP, where fact is, even though we're on more radio stations than ever, on bigger radio stations than ever, we have fewer ampers than we have in a long time. We've got less, just under 200 supporters of the AMP program. Now, I mean, that's still a lot. I'm grateful for everybody that we have on board, but it's way down from what we've had. We've had as many as 300 on at a time, and I was just looking at the database that I have of former amplifiers, and that's now over 1,600 people at last check. So we've had a whole lot more people in the past than we currently do today. And somebody who actually responded to that email that I'd sent out, just kind of explaining, you know, what's going on with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a $5 a month program that you can join and get some cool perks and help us get on new radio stations, for instance. WRKO, for instance, our new station in Boston, is absolutely there because of the AMP program. I mean, that is the reason that station exists with us, is because of listeners like you amping for Free Talk Live, which allowed us to hire on an industry expert named Skip, who's been with us for more than a decade now at this point and has helped kind of rep us to some of the bigger radio stations out there and has been very successful at helping us sign up a number of stations. And the AMP program also sends us to the Talkers Conference now. We went to our 13th one this year, and it's the amplifiers, listeners like you, who've joined the AMP program for $5 a month that make that possible. And it was at the Talkers Conference that I met the program director of WRKO, and we had a great connection, and it was awesome. So the AMP program is a really big help to us. But one of the questions that was asked was, well, if you guys are on more radio stations now, isn't that an indicator that the program was successful and therefore doesn't need to be funded, and shouldn't you expect funding to fall off? I said, well, we could be on way more stations than we're on. It's not like we're done at 192 stations. I think Limbaugh's on, he claims 600 now. We know that a lot of these radio shows tend to inflate their numbers pretty significantly.
Well, there's a certain number of talk stations,
yeah,
and those talk stations are running something.
Correct. And we can be on at least a couple hundred more. At least. We could be on, you know, 400, 500, somewhere in that range. So, no. No, slow. Our growth is nowhere even near complete to what it could be, and so we still need help. I mean, if you guys value what we do here, if you appreciate the message of freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency going out over the radio waves 7 nights a week, and we'd love to do more internet outreach as well, but we just can't afford something like Penn Jillette's podcast. I'd love to get on it. I'd love to let his 400,000 typical listeners know about Free Talk Live, but we can't afford the $1,000 a month that, or $1,000 per episode, I guess, that it would take, and that's the discounted rate, if we were to buy a bunch of episodes, that it would take to do that. So if you want to help us get to that point, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com, because we can help. You can help us get the message of liberty out much further than it is currently being gotten, and get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only chat rooms on the new Discord server. You get the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. But the good news is, every dollar that comes in is more effective now, because we're a bigger force sort of in the industry, meaning that, you know, when a program director hears about Free Talk Live, they've probably already heard about us at some point, you know, in the past. You know, if they meet us at a conference or something, it's not that they may not know who we are anymore. We've been around for long enough to where we're the longest running show in nighttime radio in our day part in the United States. That's
and
the fact.
The only show on about half the time on the weekend that we're on.
The only show on about half the time on the weekend.
What if you take the 6 hours that Free Talks Live's on from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time in the entire United States, there are only three shows on in that time slot. And of those 6 hours, in three of those hours, we're the only thing that's on.
Right. So
last I looked.
So we are the choice for nighttime radio, but we still need stations to know that. We still need to market it to them, and we appreciate your help with that. And you get the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we continue a little bit more about sexual, I guess, activity or the lack thereof in recent generations. And the question is, well, why has it been dropping off? The article here at Politico goes on, and she says, these longer-term cultural and economic trends don't explain why sex has dropped most dramatically for teens and young adults in the past few years. For instance, the share of... Oops, somebody's doing a check there. I'm going to turn him down. That's Vincent. He's coming up next on LRN.FM. But anyway, the...
That's your mistake, Don.
That was totally my mistake, yep. But, so, recent years... The share of young adults who had no sex in the past year more than doubled from 7% in 2010 to 2012 to 18% from 2014 to 2016. So within a period of 6 years, a more than doubling in the share of young adults who had no sex whatsoever. The recent dip in sex doesn't seem to be driven by economic forces. The economy and young adult employment have improved in recent years. The timing of this dip leads us to hypothesize that new technology has played a key role in the sexual disconnect among young adults. The proliferation of smartphones and screens, as Twenge argued in iGen, seems to be undercutting the formation and sustenance of non-virtual relationships, including sex, among today's young adults.
You can't hump them if you don't know them in real life.
Right. This may be in part between...
They have to be in the same room. That's
next
step
to you,
one.
Preferably.
I didn't realize that we had to put this all together for the young people.
This may be in part because new technology is encouraging young adults to devote more time to social media, video games, and other virtual distractions, and less time with their peers in person, she writes. There is certainly a correlation between the rise of smartphones and the decline of physical sex among young adults. Now, correlation is not causation. Let's be clear, but it's interesting to look at. The share of young adults who had a smartphone rose above 50% in 2011 and has now reached almost total ownership, meaning almost every young person has a smartphone.
Yeah.
The surge in smartphone ownership coincides with the marked recent declines in sex among young adults and teenagers. The evidence is growing that the spread of highly entertaining and diverting technology discourages in-person socializing, including, we think, one of the most fundamental forms of socializing, sex. Dating has fallen precipitously in recent years, at least among teens, as smartphones and screens have become more popular. In the past decade, the share of high school seniors who reported ever going out on dates fell from about 70% to approximately 55%. Now, that is not statistical noise. That's a significant drop.
Yeah.
We don't have data for dating among young adults, but socializing offline is down among them, too. For all the talk of young adults Netflix and chilling, which apparently is code for having sex after watching Netflix.
Why is that after?
Or during?
Well, I mean, the idea
is strange.
Well, then you can enjoy the movie.
While you're having sex?
No, you do it. Then you watch the movie.
Oh, so it's in reverse.
I understand. There's that might be the order of things. The stuff I read on the internet.
As it turns out, many of these young men and women may end up just binging on the Netflix and not chilling, which is, again, the term for sex, apparently.
Yeah, but that's not when they're together. It's just separate.
Well, that's what they're saying here, Mark. I don't know. Porn is also likely to be a factor. A decent amount of young men's screen time and attention is devoted to virtual sex rather than the real thing.
Yeah.
Quote, a look at the shifting attitudes and behaviors from the 1973 to 2012 finds porn viewership has increased substantially among young adults, according to a research team headed by Joseph Price, an economist. For those young adults devoted to porn, Twenge speculates, quote, why risk rejection, sexually transmitted diseases, relationship arguments, or having to meet up with someone when you can watch porn in the privacy of your own bedroom and do things your way. Pornhub, the leading vehicle for online porn in the United States, saw its viewership rocket from 10 million daily visits in 2009 to 25 million in 2012 to 75 million in 2017. There are upsides to the sexual counter-revolution that appears to be unfolding, one of which is that it seems likely to encourage women and men to be more considerate, committed, and consensual about all matters sexual. This counter-revolution may be cutting down on sex and sex-related talk and behavior that is unwanted, awkward, and abusive, and probably casual sex in general. Christine Emba of the Washington Post wrote, quote, now could be the time to reintroduce virtues such as prudence, temperance, respect, and even love. We might pursue the theory that sex possibly has a deeper significance than just recreation, and that consent, that thin and gameable boundary, might not be the only moral sensibility that we need to respect. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Matthew, in YouTube land, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey.
There.
How are you all doing tonight?
Good. Quick with your thoughts, though. Quick.
Okay. Have y'all ever read Robert Heinlein's book, The Starship Troopers?
No, but I saw the movie.
I've read a lot of his books, but not that one.
Yeah, well, that's actually where he actually first started to talk about his political theories. And one of his things that he read, and I was a very young adult when I read this, was in the book Starship Troopers. He's talking about human nature, and he said that humans by nature wish to seek pleasure and avoid pain, like all mammals.
Indeed. And I wish we had more time to talk to you about it, but you can call another night anytime. Earlier on is always better, and we'll look forward to it. Thank you, Matthew, for the call. Seek pleasure and avoid pain. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.